Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Can't thank you so much for listening to today's show. And earlier we had some Joe Bonamassa. And after that we had some Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Another artist I'm really excited about in today's blues scene is Christone Kingfish Ingram. Young man. I think he's only 26 years old, but he's already made quite a name for himself. And not only is he blues, he is traditional blues. And he just... I believe he's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, right where it all started. Let's jump right into Mr. Kingfish right here. Wonderful song. This is Christone Kingfish Ingram and My Bad. Mr. Christone Kingfish Ingram right there with My Bad. Fine young guitar player out of Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I like to see a young man like that keeping the blues going. You know, he's a traditional blues artist. And, you know, it seems like all the great blues artists, they're old or older, or many have passed away. And it's good to see the young people carrying it on. Because if it doesn't, the genre will die and the genre will go away. And I don't think I can handle that. Let's hear some more Kingfish right now. I got to see you.
cars and little towns go past. And if I got to run, I need to get there fast. I got to see you. I got to see you. I got to look in your eyes, hold you tenderly. I got to see you.
Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, I Got to See You. You know, listen to that. You know, we all know how good a guitar player he is, but I know he writes his songs. So he's a good songwriter and a very good vocalist to boot. And I like to see these young guys carrying on the blues. He's from the 662 down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. You know, that's where it all kind of started, you know. I think he sings songs about Robert Johnson because isn't Clarksdale where the crossroads are? Crossdale, is it Clarksdale or Loosedale? I think it's Clarksdale. So maybe Kingfish took a trip to the crossroads and made a deal with the devil to play his guitar so good. Of course, I'm just kidding, but that's the legend of the blues. Trouble at the Crossroads. Made a movie about it with Ralph Macchio. Very good movie. I suggest you watch that. And here's one of my favorite Kingfish songs. You know, everybody down there plays the blues, and they say, there must be something in the dirt. So here's Something in the Dirt from Kingfish.
I was born here in Clarksdale. This is my birth. Well, there's magic in the music. Must be something in the dirt. There's a drugstore on the corner where Robert Johnson used to play. Johnson moaned that way. Well, I played my first gig at a place called Ritz, 11 years old, sneaking out of bed. I didn't know it then, but I understand it now. And there's something in the dirt, and I'm trying to dig it out. Thank you.
of bed. Didn't know it then, but I understand it now. There's something in this dirt, and I'm trying to dig it out. I got cotton in my backyard. Sun is always shining bright. Must be something in the dirt that keeps it hot at night. Well, I'm right here next to the levee. Runs right by my house. Must be something in the dirt that keeps the water out.
What a wonderful song that is. Something in the Dirt. Like he talks about, he was right down from the drugstore where Robert Johnson used to play. He's got cotton in his backyard. The levee runs right behind his house. What a perfect description of the Mississippi Delta right there. And, you know, for a fellow to only be 26 years old, the accomplishments he's had so far, you know, he's played with guys like Buddy Guy and the Rolling Stones, just to name one of many. Already been nominated for a Grammy. And he's just, what a wonderful young man to be carrying on the tradition of the blues, but not only the tradition of the blues, the original blues, you know, the old school blues. Yes, every form of music has to evolve, but at some point you got to go back to your roots because that's where it all is. And that's what roots are all about. And Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram is keeping the blues alive. And I just love to see a young man at age 26 doing that. And he's kind of like Joe Bonamassa either. I think every time I see him, he has a different brand of guitar. So that's pretty good. Well, unfortunately, that's it for today's show. And I can't thank you enough for listening. But you know what? Don't worry. This time next week, we'll be right back. And you need to come by the studio and visit. And we out here on Pumpkin Girl Lane. Out here on Highway 61 in Cottageville. Go down, you see the big antenna, and stop by and give us a visit. Even better yet, if you think you want to be on the radio show, hey, give us a shout. Thank you for listening. This has been Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.